Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 20th of July. Damn, this month is going quick. 2016, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Probably going to be shorter today. Wasn't a whole hell of a lot of news. Well, we're going to start off our news today in Facebook land or Zucker land or Zuckerbergville or whatever the hell you want to call it. In any case, it looks like old Zuckerberg's over there. He's playing with lasers and it's lots of fun. That's because Facebook thinks they've came up with a way to offer laser-based internet access. Sweet. Actually, they just published a research paper explaining laser beam technology that can deliver up to 2 gigabytes per second for remote places. Now, no, this ain't going to be rolling out tomorrow or at the end of the year by any means. Facebook actually says they're investigating the feasibility of it right now. But it must be said that Facebook stumbled upon this using readily available materials that weren't even meant for this actual purpose. So it may not be long before we get Zucker high-speed internet coming your way. Speaking of coming your way, or at least over to the U.S. anyways, Deezer. Sound familiar to you? Me neither. All of our French listeners, though, might understand what this means. Well, it was a French subscription music service that's, of course, similar to Spotify and Apple Music and among many others. And it was just for the French market, but no, not anymore. Because they are wee-wee-weeing all over to the U.S., oh yes. So what do you get with Deezer that you don't get with the other ones? Well, to be honest with you, I can't really tell much difference. Just like Spotify and Apple Music, it's going to give you an all-you-can-eat buffet of music for $10 a month. There's a 30-day trial right now, so if you want to check Deezer out, you can, to see what all the Frenchy fuss is about. Damn, hard drives just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Of course, the bigger they get, the more you can fill them up, and the more you have to worry about losing everything. And trust me, you wouldn't want to lose 10 terabytes of data. That would suck. Yep, because that's how big this next hard drive is from Seagate. Yes, the new 10-terabyte Barracuda Pro Desktop Drive. Now, Seagate says this is actually built for your NAS, yes, your network-attached storage, but you could put it in a computer if you wanted to. Desktop computer, that is. So what are you going to get with a Barracuda Pro 10-terabyte hard drive? Well, you're going to get spins of up to 7,200 RPM. I know what you're thinking right now. A little slow. Yeah, I kind of thought so too, considering how big the hard drive is. But it also offers built-in power-saving features. So, yeah, okay. But you want to know how much the sucker is, don't you? Well, it's $535. Yeah, not too bad for 10 terabytes of space there. So if you're craving for some more hard drive space, be on the lookout at Newegg, because it's going to be launching there first, they're saying, in the coming days. And finally, we've got another smart product to add to a whole bunch of other crap that's already smart-enabled out there. And believe it or not, this one you can actually buy from the Apple Store. It's called the Tangram Smart Rope. Well, as in jump rope. And it has to be said, this jump rope is pretty freaking futuristic. It's got embedded LEDs that create the appearance of a digital display in midair. That's sweet. It also displays your jump count, too. The smart jump rope will track your jumps, your calories burned, and you can even hook this up and share along with your friends so you can compete against each other. So how much does this smart rope cost? Get ready to pay up. It's $90. Considering that the most popular jump rope on Amazon right now costs $10. Now, I'm all a gadget and tech freak just as much as you are. Exercise freak? Not so much. But if I had to put the same sort of effort into jumping a rope, I think I'll just go ahead and pay the $10 instead of the $90. It's up to you, though. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, you gotta check it out for all the great BTN podcasts over there, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to them there. Of course, you can subscribe to all of our wonderful BTN podcasts, too, on iTunes as well. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our lovely folk in the BTN community. You can get them at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. Tomorrow's Thursday, and unfortunately, this week, it ain't going to be a show. Probably going to be one of those weeks where I'm going to be getting home like at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. So my apologies, but we will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. Yes, Thursday and Friday. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful hump day, and thank you very much for listening.